100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hey, yo.
How's the vibe for a hump day?
It's good. It's good in here this morning. We're feeling positive heading into another big show.
You know what? I have a bit of a chaotic feeling today.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Well, I just sometimes, when I'm in a bit of a chaotic mood, the show's going to be unpredictable from my end.
Right. Okay.
You guys might be, you might be doing what you do, but there's going to be an element of chaos from my side of the desk.
That's something to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Some turns in the storyline today.
Yeah, that's it. You guys get up to anything exciting yesterday?
Trivia last night.
Oh, that's right. How'd you go?
It was a slow night last night. I don't know what was on, whether people didn't want to come venture out in the cold, but we had five teams. We usually get a bit more than that.
What's a normal turn up?
Usually between 30, 40 people?
That's a lot.
Teams, so we know what to measure it by.
10, 11?
Oh, really? So half, half price.
Yeah, so it was a bit slow last night, but that's okay. It was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it was a bit slow last night, so again, we go, we do our bit, we go home and off to bed, mate.
You still get paid the same,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it doesn't bother you
doesn't
too
bother
much.
Me in the slightest.
Oh, that's all right. Ari, good night last night.
Yeah, it was okay. I had a really chaotic morning this morning.
Uh-oh, what's happened?
So I'm feeling a little bit flustered, a bit stressed this morning. So we'll see how we go
today. Something specific throw you off kilter?
Yeah, so many things this morning in the space of like 45 minutes.
I feel like this is going to be a later chat, is
it? Yes,
it is. All right, that's right. Here's my top tip.
Yeah.
If you see on special the Snickers brownie flavour, do not waste your time.
Mm.
As the worst chocolate bar of all time.
I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah, it's some special edition that they're floating around at the moment.
Right, like what they do with the Mars bar. Flavors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Was that your breakfast this morning?
No. yesterday.
It's dinner.
Yeah, it's dinner.
Yeah, no, yesterday I was out running errands or whatever, and I thought, oh, I'll treat myself. Mm. An absolute failure.
Oh, that's
never nice. Spend that $1.20 because they're on special.
$1.20 special.
Yeah, well, because they're no good, obviously. Anyway,
the 80-cent chocolate.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, they're just not that price anymore. Anyway, that's my tip. If you see one and you're tempted, do not be tempted. It's not Crevo approved.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, big news in the celebrity world overnight. Justin Timberlake carted off by the cops.
He's been arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Well, yeah, so he was in this, like, ritzy, fancy Hampton suburb, sort of like the, I guess, Merriweather of wherever he is, right?
Yep, out in the burbs.
Yeah, out in the fancy burbs. He's driving around. They go, oh, that BMW's a bit swervy-wervy. What's going on here? They pull him over, a bit glassy-eyed, apparently. He refused 3 breathalyzer tests.
You can't do that. Nothing screams, look at me, by not doing the test.
Yeah, come on, just do the test. Come on, mate.
Also kind of trying to flex his privilege a bit, going, don't you know who I am? I'm not
all
taking a test.
That sort of stuff. Anyway, he's been taken off, arrested. Not a good situation.
Not good at all.
Cast your mind back. Do you guys remember when he got fake arrested on Punk'd?
What?
It was like a prank TV show and like SWAT turned up to his house and stuff.
No.
Yeah. He and oh my God, the panic in his eyes. So I know what it looks like when he thinks he's being arrested. I know exactly what it looks like.
Oh,
and in fact, that lives on YouTube forever.
And it's free.
Yeah,
go find it.
Yeah, if you want to go have a look, you can see exactly how it all went down, even though there's no footage of this arrest.
Well, they say that it's all been captured on the body cams.
Oh, really?
So whether that will come out or not, the police body cams, it's all come out, so yes.
Not looking good.
It'll definitely be on TMZ or E! Insider or something.
Someone will get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh dear, Blaxland's here. What have you got for us this morning?
Look, I thought when you said, you know, just in time for the Paris Olympics, you're going to say, here's Blaxland.
No.
Someone's thinking big of themselves this morning.
No, as a teenager,
yeah.
I was the Northern and New South and Central Coast walking champion for 2 years when I did athletics.
So what was that, like 2015, 2016?
Oh, something like that, yeah, 1885.
Never cast your mind back.
Hey, look, speaking of the 19th century, note that segue, you notice that I had a yarn at 5:30 about deer around Raymond Terrace. Now,
sure.
Yes. Deer were introduced in the 19th century and farmed around the state. And so there are now four species of feral deer in the Hunter.
Still.
And yep, and they're running riot, particularly around the Raymond Terrace area, where car drivers are just missing them and all that sort of stuff, and they're devastating farmland and all that sort of thing. So there's a warning to be careful with feral deer around the Hunter. They might look cute and they're like Bambi, but we don't want them, apparently.
Yeah, it's a big horn problem, isn't there, really?
Something like that, yeah. Yes. Particularly during rutting season.
Right. Yes. Never heard of that.
That's an interesting word.
Oh, really? Okay, go and look it up.
Okay.
Look, quick one, the other yarn that I had there. We've been going on for ages about how the federal coalition's gone. We want nuclear, but yes. Don't know where. It could be this morning that they announce what they're doing as far as nuclear power stations go.
They want to put them around the Hunter, basically, don't they?
Yes, yeah, because they're on you know, former electric power, coal-fired power station sites, right, and that sort, right, of stuff. But so there's been, people not knowing what's going on when, but apparently the coalition's, they're holding a joint party room teleconference at 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
So during the morning, we may well know whether to go, yeah, we want them, or no, bugger off.
Well, those are the two options.
They are.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Olympics is in 37 days.
Gosh.
All eyes will be on Paris.
So just over a month away?
Yes,
yeah,
just
great.
Over a month.
Hasn't that snuck up?
Yeah,
and
it has.
It's been so good watching all the athletes get their tickets. Like, they're doing the Olympic qualifiers for the swimming last week, and
right,
everybody's still making sure that they are on the move and getting all the preparations ready to get to Paris.
Mm.
And let's be honest, the events running up to Paris or leading up to Paris haven't been great. There's been the bed bug situation.
That's
there's
right.
been the inability oh. to sw- like. There's been parts of the country where you're not allowed to swim in the
yeah.
river, the River Seine or under
yeah.
the
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Seine. Yeah. So it's got to be an interesting one.
And
it will be very, very good to just watch and observe.
Don't forget as well the tiny beds.
The tiny beds are one. The other one that I've
really?
Seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one that I've seen recently is that landlords are kicking out their tenants to turn out in France, in Paris, they're kicking out their tenants to turn the property into an Airbnb for the month and then jacking up the price. But apparently tourism hasn't been the same as other levels of other years.
Right.
So they're not getting the people.
So you'd be spewing.
You would be.
If you got a little flat in France, you know, and you kick out your tenant and then, no one's booked it.
Yeah, it's almost not worth taking the gamble,
definitely
is it?
Definitely not. In the preparation for it, they're making sure they are a 24-hour city, making sure that there are vending machines popping up right across town, train stations, motorway stops for pizzas, oysters, baguettes, and cheese.
Hang on a second.
All of them. I know. I thought I'd surprise you with that one.
Let's get the French vibe going here. But
voila.
There's a few surprising ones in there.
Yes, it is a whole mix of stuff. So if you want to go and grab any of these at any time, there are all of these vending machines now available right across Paris.
Out of that whole list that you just gave us, I think the two that pops out to me the most is oysters and then a separate one for cheese.
Yeah, in a good and bad way. The cheese I'm all about because I trust cheese in a fridge, right?
Yeah.
I'll leave a block of cheddar in the fridge at home.
Happy as Larry.
And I'm not worried.
Mm.
Oysters, though.
That's another situation.
That concerns me greatly. In fact, that's a no from me.
Well, I was in Japan at the end of last year. I know it's a different country, but they've got vending machines everywhere as well. They've
sure.
got vending machines for everything. And you might think, there is no way I can pick up gyozas from the train station, but you can. Somebody's found a way
to make it.
They found a way so that you can get anything out of a vending machine. And the Parisians are on top of it. They've got their supplies ready.
And we're still stuck with Twisties and Smith's chips in the vending machine. Come on.
That's an outrage.
Pick it up, Newcastle.
100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group. Should I get up?
So yesterday I had to grab some stuff from the Officeworks side of Market Town, mm-hmm. right, the non-tower bit.
Yep.
And I was going into the little strip mall bit. I was like, what's all that fuss going on over there? Is there some sort of event or something? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Powerball's just at 40 million. And people, every time this happens, people lose their mind. Here's a hot tip. It's every, like, month or two.
Oh, right. Yeah, but every month or two, I get my hopes up that this might be the time. This might be it.
Hurry up, because it's tomorrow.
Okay, tickets are going to be purchased.
Yeah, you've got to get on that if you want to. A lot of, obviously, Novocastrians got big dreams.
I was going to say, was there a massive lineup, or people just making a ruckus?
It wasn't, yeah, it was just a bit busier than normal, and they have a few balloons up and stuff. Yeah, there's a bit of a line, but tomorrow will be chaos, you know it.
My next question is, are you going to play the Powerball crew, though?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that
long ago. Only university human. Funds for Esme.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, somebody from Singleton won the lotto.
Yeah.
And so you sit there and go, if it can happen to them, it can happen to me.
Only local winners.
Only local winners.
Also giving up a little bit of false hope.
New FM.
The Novos on this day.
Alrighty, it is June 19 for you Wednesday. Let's take a look back and see what happened around this date. I have to start off with probably one of my favourite yet. In 1978 on this day, Garfield, the lazy cat, makes his debut. The first ever comic of Garfield, created by Jim Davis, appeared in 41 newspapers on that day and also currently holds the Guinness World Record for the world's most widely syndicated comic strip.
There you go. Garfield fans around the team. Yay,
yes,
no?
Absolutely. I love Garfield.
No, average. The new movie's out. Have I got any interest in seeing it? No.
Yeah, I'm a bit unsure about the new movie.
I liked the early 2000s one that they did.
Oh, right.
I forget their names now, but they're so funny.
Overall, I think pretty good. I like the idea of a cat eating lasagna. To me, that is a funny concept.
I paid $7 for on a one-hour flight from Sydney to the Goldie to get that telly so I could watch Garfield once. This is going back many, many years before you had the TVs in planes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I paid $7 so I could watch the Garfield movie. So am I a fan? After that, no.
You've been scarred by your $7 investment.
Scarfield, no.
Moving right along on this day, June 19, 1992, Batman Returns, the film starring Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer, was released as well. 1992. God.
Was that the one with the
penguin?
The penguin was
Danny
very,
DeVito was
really
penguin.
Awesome.
Yeah. You should have seen how long it took him in, like, the makeup chair to make him look like that. And he had to kind of tape his hands together to make him look like he had a fin. It was
Yeah.
The old sticky tape and a bit of makeup over the top.
Pretty much. Fast forward to 2014. June 19, the 4th Critics' Choice Television Awards, Orange is the New Black wins Best Comedy Series, as well as Breaking Bad wins Best Drama.
Around the team, who's seen what ones of those?
I've seen Breaking Bad is amazing. Breaking Bad is easily the best television series of all time.
Really?
Easily.
That's a big call.
Easily.
Ari, what are your thoughts?
I didn't really like it that much, but I feel like Breaking Bad was mainly a male-dominated
I've watched neither. I feel like I've missed a bit of a cultural phenomenon, though.
They were a bit, yeah.
Would they have? Can I still watch Breaking Bad, or is it aged too much?
No.
It's only
a
decade ago.
Yeah, you can watch Breaking Bad. It's on streaming services. You watch Breaking Bad, and then they followed it up with the the side spin-off show.
Any good?
Just as good, if not better.
Oh, really? Mm, all right. Well, maybe I might make the investment.
Well, something
time.
That is also popping up in the news world at the moment. 2015, Pixar's animated film Inside Out is released, and Inside Out 2 is now in cinemas. So there you go.
It's breaking records left, right and centre at the box office as well, and getting rave reviews.
Okay.
Adults, kids, everyone's saying it's fantastic.
Yeah.
News story I saw today, parents are walking out of cinemas bawling their eyes out. After watching Inside Out 2.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to go. I'm not in the mood for a cry at the moment.
Apparently it is an emotional movie.
Great, let's go do it. Okay, just wrapping up with some quick birthdays here. Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson turns 59 today. Singer and rapper Macklemore is 40. And Zoe Saldana, the amazing actress that she is from Avatar, turns 45.
There you go. I mean, I think who was the Macklemore at 40?
Yeah, to me, that's a bit of a looking rooster.
Yeah, I didn't think he was 40.
I didn't think he was that old.
Youthful
the
skin.
The tags at the thrift shop, obviously keeping him looking good, is all I'll say.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And nothing wrong with wanting to go and have a night out. Nothing wrong with it. You want to go out, have a couple of alcoholic beverages responsibly, of course.
Regularly. Yep.
Yes, I bet. Sometimes you can have too many alcoholic beverages, just occasionally. Sometimes that does happen. And yeah, usually it's because you're giving the old right arm a bit of a workout. Like it's just up, down, up, down. Like that's it.
Sure.
Yeah, that's usually what's going on. And for whatever reason you want to drink, whatever. This one woman coming out of the UK, her name's Zara, has said that the reason she drinks so much is because her role as a psychic medium is to communicate messages from those that have passed to people that are living, that the spirits of the dead are telling her to get drunk to then go and find people to convey messages to.
What?
Yeah. Spirits are involved here.
Yes, but not that kind of spirit. And that's the thing, is that she's full blaming it. What? On the afterlife. And what an excuse.
Yeah.
What an excuse to get away with. And I was talking to you guys about it not that long ago, saying that I had an ex-girlfriend who cheated on me. And when I was like,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. It was years ago. Who cares? And you can laugh about it now because you're like, why the hell would you do that? What happened there? And she said, it was because I had an out-of-body experience.
What?
Is that when I was with this person, my soul left my body and it was like I was watching myself do the act and I was unable to stop myself because my soul wasn't there. And I went, this is too good.
Nah.
This is
that is ridiculous. Yes.
Where do these people come up with these excuses?
They've obviously gone to the same excuse school.
Yeah, exactly. Are they known to each other, these two girls?
Hey, we got to cut it this slack. She was the one that had this experience and she didn't know how to stop. It was so hard for her because she was out of her body. And hearing this story about this woman that's like, the dead are conveying messages to me, which is why I binge drink. Oh, get off it.
Oh, come on. Next thing you know, the reason why she's putting on weight is because she's eating too many like burritos and chocolate, saying that, the dead people, they're saying for me to do it, I need to do it.
If those are the excuses you come up with, you deserve every fate that's coming to you.
I love a good excuse. If somebody can tell me a good excuse that you're just like, this is why I did it, and you're shooting holes through it, you're like, it's enough from you.
On another level.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I did say at the very beginning of our show that I have been flapped and flustered all morning because nothing went right today.
What's going on, Ari?
You're all right. In the space of an hour. No, Creeper, I'm not all right.
Safe space.
So this morning, got up for work, got ready, whatever. My door got stuck, so I couldn't get outside of my bedroom quick enough.
Locked in your own room.
I was locked in my own room. I don't know what happened, but the door got stuck. Then I ended up waking up Murphy, who started barking and roaring, which he never barks.
This is the dog dog
this
sitting.
This is my brother's dog. This is my fur nephew. He started barking his head off, so it woke up the whole house. I'm like, stop it, shut up. Anyway, so went to go to drive to work, and because I can't go through Jasmine Roundabout at the moment, I have to go through Shortland. Went up through Shortland. But when I went to come round here in Sandgate, then I couldn't get to the other side of the road. So I had to keep driving down like 10 kilometres down the road to do a U-turn because I couldn't U-turn anywhere
else. It's been a rough morning.
And then I got here late and then my coffee tasted bad. And then, and then I actually fell up the driveway.
Holy shit.
You know what? I'm going to try and get the security camera footage of that.
You won't.
Because we want to get that on Instagram.
It'll be footage.
We will be putting that up if we can locate it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
When did you change careers? Sometimes later in life as well. And it can change your life. in often a better way. Okay. And it can be a real, like, pivot from one thing to another. Reason I bring this up is pop star Cody Simpson has, he's pop star turned swimmer, really.
Yeah, he did really well for himself.
The last few years, he has been really working on his swimming and got a lot further than people thought. In fact, he claimed gold and silver medals at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. And then he's like, right, we're going to get ready for the Olympics here.
As he should.
Well, that's right. Really positioned well. And Australian swimmers traditionally do very well, especially when they're at that elite level. Mm. Now, the trials just wrapped up recently. Unfortunately, he's fallen short. He's not made it to the Olympics.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy in that as well.
Really?
He scored. The time he got in his heat would have put him through, but he didn't get that time in the final. So he swam better in his heat than he did in the final. So had he done it the other way around, he would have made the Olympics.
Just quickly, do you reckon the pressure would have got to him a little bit? Like, I'd be
scared. 100%. Yeah. And there's just so many factors that can come into it. You know, timing the training and stuff just so you get your right energy at the right time.
Eating too much pasta the night before.
Could have been a cheeky carbonara. We just don't know. What we do know now, though, is that he said, this is it. I've decided that I've done my absolute best and I'm done with the swimming.
Wow.
Which I guess means he'll be back to the music. And he was very successful in that.
Remember he did that stint where he was dating Miley Cyrus for a little bit?
Yeah.
He was the rebound guy. Or when she broke up with Liam Hemsworth.
That's it. That's it. But let's not forget, huge success in the pop music world. Mm. And you know he's going to move back to that, which is a huge, like, career change, isn't it? From pop
massive.
Star to
athlete.
That is huge.
And it's something, too, that he was obviously a swimmer growing up, and that was his thing, is that he wanted to make the Olympics to then be like, I'm going to be a swimmer. No, I'm going to be a pop star. Back to swimming. Back to pop star. Man, the whiplash I'm getting just thinking about it.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
Exhausting.
But sometimes people in life, they have big career changes. You know, they totally switch what they want to do and it can really benefit them and work out for the better.
The prime example that I have, as soon as you brought this up, popped into my head. My mum, actually, she was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
From 17 through to like 30 nearly. And then she became a teacher's aide. Now she's working for the government. So, like,
she's
got changes.
Big changes. And she's happier for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really interesting. My dad trained as a scientist.
Whoa.
He was, you know, ready to do a career in biochemistry.
Oh.
Ended up a carpenter, chippy.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
So, and he just really loved, like, getting outside and working outside.
Crazy.
And these kind of stories can be an inspiration for other people. So if you've got one, 4967-4105, what did you do in the past versus what you're doing now? Well, I love the ones that are a real, you know, total 180.
Oh, yeah, polar opposites, one end of the spectrum from each other.
That's right. And just for sharing your story, we've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs. What was your big career change and how did it go? You could get yourself $100 worth of free petrol and perhaps, you know, inspire someone who's thinking about changing their job.
Let's kick us off with Bobby in Newcastle. Hey, Bobby, what was your career change?
I went from being in retail to a traffic controller.
Oh.
Do you mean like somebody working for the RMS, you know, or is it? Do you mean like a stop-go sign person?
No, a stop-go person.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I've heard they make good money. Is that myth all true?
Oh, it's not bad. You've got to do the hours to get the money.
Right.
Yeah, oh, the absolutely. Overnights would kill your butt, Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got good supportive shoes?
I do.
Yeah, smart, smart. When I see those people working away there, I think, God, you want to have like the Brooks or something.
You want soft shoes that you stand on, so it's like you're at a cloud all day long.
That is
your
smart.
Your knees and your back would suffer the most.
Oof, yeah. Bobby knows all about that.
Oh, your whole body would be under the pressure. To Maryland, Shane, morning, mate. What was your career shift?
Yeah, I was a nurse for 28 years.
Whoa.
Got to the top of my game. Highly sought after, and after a trip around Australia for 18 months, I decided I liked driving, and now I'm a community transport driver.
Oh, beautiful.
That's a huge change.
Oh, and is that a very feel-good job as well?
It is. You get to take all the oldies out to all their appointments and take them to out on social outings and... Yeah, you get a lot out of it. It's awesome.
It seems like it's a much more relaxed type of job, Shane. Is it a lot less stress?
Oh, so relaxing, so less stressful. You just drive and have a chat. It's a great job.
You know what? I can hear it in your voice. You're just a very chilled out guy. You know what? That there is a lesson in life.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what you're at, the top of your game, whatever. It can be lonely at the top too.
Yeah.
There's always a chance to change your life and change your career.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get into your game for your hump day Wednesday morning. This is Lowest Deluxe. Such an easy game to start your day. We give you three items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. You do that, you're walking away with some fabulous prizes, aren't we?
What have we got for today, Ari?
The Woman in Black tickets. Double pass to go and see it at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle. That's coming up very, very soon.
What a treat. Mm. And you can say you win it this morning.
Yes.
Don't tell your partner you won it or your
friend.
Just be like, oh, I've got us some tickets. Don't have to say bought. You can say, I've got us some tickets to go to the Civic Theatre. Lovely show. And you know what? You can buy dinner because I got the tickets.
See, that's right.
It's not lying. You're just withholding the truth.
That's it.
It's not technically lying.
Oh, that's it. And if you get in trouble, you say, oh, Scott told me to say it like that.
It's always Mark Creever's idea.
Scott's
always.
Idea.
Oh, my God. You're both troubles.
Summer's in Madawi. Morning, Summer. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. A cold one for your hump day.
It is freezing. It's a chilly 7 degrees in Madawi at the moment.
Oh, that is too cold. What, are you wearing like Uggs or anything or a bit of an hoodie situation?
I've got my big puffer jacket on because I'm on my way to work.
Yes.
Good plan.
Hey, Summer,
smart.
I wore the exact same thing on my way to work too. So we're twins. All right.
That's a bit cute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit wholesome for Wednesday.
The energy between you two is ecstatic. All right, let's get into it, shall we?
Let's do this. Are you ready, Summer?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. The first item that I have for you this morning is a set of restricted view tickets to the Spain versus Italy match in the UEFA Euros 2024 for this week. So it's your soccer game. Your next one is a Calibre Long Life Car Headlight Globes 12 volt from Super Cheap Auto. And then just because it's National Martini Day, the next item is a 1 litre bottle of Bombay Sapphire Gin from Dan Murphy's. So, just a quick recap. The tickets to the Spain versus Italy UEFA Euros match. Then you've got the Long Life Car Headlight Globes, 12 volt. And then, of course, the 1 litre bottle of Sapphire Gin from
Bombay
Dan's.
Sapphire. That's a good gin.
Good stuff.
It is really good. So, Summer, what do you think would be the cheapest out of those three to start us off?
I'll go the Globe as the cheapest.
Okay. Sounds convincing. All right.
Sure.
And your second?
Then I'll go the soccer tickets because they're restricted view.
Ah, that's good. The devil's in the detail sometimes.
Summer is listening carefully today. Mm. All right. And then what is that?
And then I'll go the bottle of gin.
The gin at the top.
Interesting.
All right, let's start. Quizmaster Ari, let's start to reveal the prices.
Okay. So I can confirm that the car headlight globes from Super Cheap, $53.
Jeez.
Yeah, car stuff. Not cheap.
Not at all. No.
Then you said the restricted view tickets to the Spain versus Italy match in the UEFA Euros over in Germany.
Sure. How much is that?
That's going to set you back $590.
Oh, no.
No, so you're still in the running here.
No,
to get this prize today, you need the Bombay Sapphire Gin to be more than that. Well, is it made of sapphires?
Yeah, but you didn't say how big the bottle was either.
Yes, I did. 1 litre.
That's a lot of gin, I'll have you know.
It is a lot of gin, and it's the non-member's price.
Yeah, of course.
That's going to be $82.
Hey, Summer, it was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm glad you're keeping warm in your lovely puffer jacket, but unfortunately, these tickets do not belong to you. Better luck next time, all right?
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
UFM. The Novos.
We did talk about earlier on in the show career changes and shifting jobs in your life. Well, I think we need to continue on with this conversation just a little bit because I'm thinking of applying for a new job, guys.
Don't leave us. we're having so much fun, Ari.
Hey, it might be just a casual job okay. for like a, only a little bit, but I might
like
be
back.
Like
a little holiday job.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So Tasmania, which is where my mum's from, so technically I'm from there in a way.
You absolutely are not.
Oh,
so,
it's my claim.
No, no, sorry, that's wrong.
Okay, right.
Tasmanian via heritage.
That's no. it. I'm a mountain woman through and through, apparently. So Tassie has just opened up applications for 10 new, what they're terming, odd jobs, which includes, and not limited to, a cave conductor, a paranormal investigator, and probably yet the strangest one called a wombat walker.
Oh, now this is the one.
This is good.
I want to dig a little deeper into wombat walker. What is that? You put it on a string and take it to the park.
Put on a leash and a collar.
Do you have the little bags then and pick up their, you know, when they're droppings?
Their poopa. So the wombat walker job is based at East Coast Nature World in Bicheno. The walker is responsible for leading the furry animals on their morning waddles, they're calling it, as part of their rehabilitation program. So part of that, walkers must coax them out of bed in the morning and motivate them with praise and pep talks. And their favourite snacks are not much like different to having a kid.
Okay, real talk.
Yes.
You've just got the job as wombat walker. Well done,
my
Ari.
Title.
Just good job. Now there's a couple of sleepy wombats over there.
Yeah, Bill, Bob, and Harriet. Yeah.
Give us your best, like pep talk to get them out of bed. They're all snuggly under their covers
right.
on a cold Tasmanian morning like
yep.
today.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get them out of bed? Go on, give it to
us.
Well,
first of all, before I start speaking to the little darlings,
mm-hmm.
their sense of smell is much better than their hearing, which I have learned recently. So
right.
what I do is bake a fresh batch of like carrot cake and then put it in front of their faces and then coax them out that way, and then I'd start talking to them, probably no different to the way I would talk to my fur nephew.
Like wafting
yes.
it in like a cartoon.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's yeah. exactly right.
All right, so
Bugs Bunny over here.
Like your dog, now give yep. it to us. How would it be?
Oh, good morning, Barbie. How are you? Come on, little darling, let's move. Gonna get your little walkies on. Let's get your little booties
Have
on.
Have you seen a wombat? Wombats can be huge.
I know.
If Come a wombat on, came dog. After, if I started calling a wombat a little thing and it came at me, it absolutely is not a
well,
little thing.
No, because they're drowsy of a morning, right? So they're less likely to bowl you over. So you're just like, oh, come on, you little Barbie.
I don't know about your carrot cake plan, but good luck with your new holiday job.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning. My name is Jasmine Fox. I'm 11 years old in Year 5 at Wilson South Public School, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny with light winds with tops of 17 degrees. Right now in Cardiff South, it's 7 degrees. Now, back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, that was so good. Well
very quick
done,
read.
Indeed.
Excellent.
Yeah, you should be very proud of that.
And so very clear as well.
I know. Excellent work. I score that very, very well. You've done
very, very highly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
It's never a good idea to live in the past. Never. You've got to move on with life. You hey, can't be thinking
words.
About... Yeah, you can't... Yeah,
profound.
Philosopher. Philosopher Scott over here.
Oh my
no,
God.
You can't be reminiscing on things that have happened or wishing they could have been done better or holding grudges as it's such. Look, that's good advice in theory, but does it apply to me? No, it doesn't. I hold grudges like there's no tomorrow.
And here I was thinking that you're a mature young man. I'm like, what happened to Scott?
Absolutely not. No,
he certainly isn't young.
Yeah. I'm definitely younger than you, Mark Crevo. No, grudges are a thing of life, and I want to hear what your grudge is. 4967-4105. Chance to win $100 worth of fuel. What grudge are you holding? How long have you been holding on to it? The biggest grudge I reckon I'm holding is back when I was 15, 16, probably about 2-3 years ago. No, 15, 16. My mum asked my squash coach at the time if he wanted to do a boot camp kind of thing. And mum was getting annoyed at me because I spent all school holidays playing video games. And she said, that's it. If you don't go and get a part-time job, you're going to have to go to boot camp. And so I went and got two part-time jobs And then Mum thought it was a brilliant idea to suggest to my squash coach, why don't you host a boot camp during the next school holidays? So not only did I go and get two jobs and hold up my end of the bargain, but Mum also forced me to go to this boot camp.
So hang on, who's the grudge against here?
Against my mum. Because the bargain was you only go to the boot camp if you don't get a job. And I got a job and I still had to go to the boot camp. I'm not about it. And I will hold that over my mum until the very end that you made me do that. I will. I'm not getting over it.
It's very petty.
And it's not petty.
You know
it is.
I'm on Scott's side with this one.
Yeah, my end of the bargain was held up. Exactly. I did what I needed to do to not go to boot camp. And then my mum planted the seed in my coach's ear that, hey, you should host the camp. And so he did. He's all money-making machine.
Yeah, right. Okay, so Scott, you're holding a grudge against your mum.
Yeah, and I will continue to.
Unreasonable.
You know, I think that this is quite common to hold a grudge against a family member. Mine is similar, but a different situation. So I still hold a grudge over my brother. So this was back in the day when we still used VHS tapes, mm-hmm. Okay? And you know how you used to record things if you were at school or you're not home that weekend, okay, you don't want to miss out on any of your favourite shows or your episodes. Well, my brother one day taped over my Saddle Club finale in 2009 on VHS because he wanted to tape the three-hour WWE Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah, no.
He won. I didn't win, and I missed the Saddle Club finale. To this day, I still haven't seen it.
Oh, so you didn't actually get to watch it.
Okay, there's no excuse why you haven't seen it 15 years on, but that's another story.
it's part of the grudge.
So to this day, you look at him and you think, you took my Saddle Club finale from me.
Yes, because of your stupid wrestling. Yeah, the boys always won in my family, so...
It seems like they're quite common in families.
Families are the way to go. But is it your family? Is it your friends? Is it your parents? Who are you holding a grudge against and why?
The more petty, the better, I think. Mm-hmm. It's actually funnier. All right, so you can trade your grudge and I guess your internal pain and finally make it pay off with $100 worth of free petrol. We've got these fuel cards to give out.
Yeah.
4967 4105. What is the grudge you've held all these years? The pettier the better. Or maybe it's one that's been held against you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We'd like those stories as well. Could be a friend, family, whatever the story is. Grudge-based stories is what we're after. In Abermain, Grace, what's your grudge story?
Well, my mum makes me wake up every morning at 6 to go to the bus stop. But this one time, she told me I don't have to go. And she was like, I'll drive you to school. I was so happy because I would get to go in the car with her to school. And then I wake up earlier than usual and she says, I'm dropping you at the bus stop.
Mum, there's another grudge story. Perfect. All right. In Madawi, Gabby, what's your grudge story?
I've got a bit of a silly one for you guys. When I was a teenager, I had this boy I liked, and what do you know? There was this girl that stole him away from me. And she was Mexican. So for the next 6 years, I didn't eat Mexican food out of protest.
That seems like...
Gabby, we're the same human being.
Except without the Mexican food angle, Ari, I'd hope.
Yeah, she wasn't Mexican.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a strange but specific detail.
From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock. HunterCity.com.au. 105.3 New FM and Hunter City Motor Group. I just came to win. Two great locals. Now, let's find some more. New FM's Night Rider.
And win yourself a brand new MG ZS thanks to Hunter City Motor Group. New FM's Night Rider is up for grabs. You just got to register your details online, newfm.com.au. Hunter City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for all the details. I've got three names going to read out.
Here we go. Now, make sure you register if you haven't, because just hurry up is my advice.
Yeah, get your names in. There's literally no excuse. Right across the day, we're reading out names. So if you hear yours, 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock to give us a buzz back. 4967-4105 is the number to get us on. The three names for this morning. Rebecca Walker in Edgeworth, Tara Triplett in Chain Valley Bay, and Alicia Thompson in East Maitland. If any of those are you, or you know any of them,
yeah,
get in touch and tell them to ring 4967-4105 to get in the draw to win.
That's right. Now, in this car, it's so beautiful. Like, imagine you turn up to King Street, you know, ready for your Friday night, and you arrive in this MGZS.
Talk of the town.
It's everyone gorgeous. Will be looking at you. We've had one parked out the front of New FM each day, and it looks so good.
Mm-hmm. Makes us look rich.
All right. When you hear your names, you get 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call up. Unfortunately, this morning, all three have missed out. You know what it is?
It's
the cold weather. Everyone's staying in bed.
Yeah, they're not getting up.
They don't want to reach up and grab their phone to make the call, is what I'm thinking. So, these people have missed out. Rebecca Walker from Edgeworth. That's a no. Is it Tara Triplett from Chain Valley Bay? Also a no. And Alicia Thompson from East Maitland. All have missed out. Don't be like them.
No.
Be better. So make sure when you register, ufm.com.au, be listening at all times. And don't, when you hear that, just call up quickly, even if it's really, really cold.
Always keep your ears peeled for your name, guys.
Don't let the cold temperature stop you winning a car.
So make sure you register online, ufm.com.au.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
In Tokyo at the moment, they've got a big problem. People aren't coupling up, and basically they're not dating, and as a result, they're not having kids. They've got a big problem with the growth, like population growth over there.
Being too single and independent is what you're saying.
Yeah, people are working hard and just focusing on themselves.
Fair enough.
Well, it's kind of, but it's creating big problems for the economy. And the population is aging very rapidly. So there's less and less young people, and the problem's just getting worse and worse.
It's a flow-on effect. It doesn't just stop at one thing, does it?
That's it.
Okay.
So much so that the local government in Tokyo has decided to create their own dating app. They're taking matters into their own hands.
Brilliant.
And creating their own dating app.
So you say the government is forming
it. It's a government dating app.
Do you reckon it'd be like a platform that's like the uncool cousin of like Hinge and stuff like that?
Well, that's sort of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And it sort of got me wondering what would look like if our local government, the New South Wales government, created their own dating app.
Oh, my God. That's Scott's face.
Well, you'd link it surely to the same app that everybody used during COVID, the Service New South Wales app.
Yeah.
Surely it would have to be linked in there. Again, my first thought is privacy breach. All your details are stored in there. You can't do that.
Well, it's already. Well, think of it another way. It's all pre-filled.
Yeah, unless you have to.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So I thought, first of all, the name would be, because everything's My Service This now. So it'd be My Service Dating. and everything would be pre-filled. So from a positive perspective, no one would be able to lie about their age.
True.
Or their name.
Yeah, or their name.
No catfishing. You can't catfish legally.
Catfishing, no.
Solved.
Then the photo would just be your driver's license photo.
Oh.
Terrible idea.
No.
No.
Everyone looks like a criminal, like mugshot vibe.
No smiling.
What about the people that buy a 10-year license?
Well, there's a bit of a catfishing element perhaps there. But you'll be able to see how long ago that photo was taken, right? They'll have your license expiring. Then some of the things that would, you know, these would be some of the features or things that would be wrong with the app, I'm thinking.
Okay.
First of all, like out the front of Centrelink, massive queue out the front. There'd be a long line to get onto the app, even if you wanted to.
You reckon?
It'd
be online.
It would all be online, but B, nah. People won't trust the government with their dating life. People don't trust the government in general.
Well, that is true. Some other things I think might go wrong with it. It'd be over budget. That's a guarantee.
Oh, jeez.
Definitely.
Everything the government ever does is over budget.
And we don't get much in return.
That
so what exactly are you getting part of the
app? Yeah, but you can't put a price on love.
Well, that is
famously, you can't.
Mr. Romance,
love doesn't cost a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, J-Lo.
The website, I'm reckoning, won't work properly either. Remember the early days of the QR scanning? It never worked.
Yeah.
It was absolutely hopeless. And lastly, somehow, I don't know how, but somehow, property developers will be better off. I don't know why.
They always are.
But they always are.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
There's a not-so-secret excuse me, but still feels like a very underground type community that's been popping up around social media at the moment, Facebook and Instagram in particular. I've done a deep dive, guys. An investigation has been conducted. If you're a Newcastle Knights fan, this page is for you. I'm talking about these two guys that have started this little group called The Knighted. Get it?
You know, but also to do with Newcastle Knights, is it?
It is the Newcastle Knights, yeah.
Two things off the same word. I like it. Oh, mysterious.
Man. So these Novocastrians have this little epic Knights man cave that they've plastered all over the internet. It's decked out with memorabilia, teamed pillows, as well as a bunch of club items and stuff like that.
I'm just having a look now. Mm. This must be one of the biggest collections of memorabilia in our city.
They've got all the merch. I don't think there's anything they don't have.
It looks like they've made like a lot of their pillows and like couch stuff, and
maybe you reckon they're getting on the sewing machine?
Oh, absolutely.
And doing some of the, you know, the little foot pedal, the way they go.
Yeah. I reckon that could be quite a thing, yeah.
Because, look, I am probably one of the last people in Newcastle that think we can still get the silverware.
Yes.
What do you mean? Of course we can.
That's not the sort of talk that was going on behind the scenes yesterday.
I think that every year we are in with a chance.
So do I.
Every year we don't have that chance.
Well, it's been a while. I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah. But this year could be our year. So how do you become, I guess, a member of The Knighted?
Well, there's no way of knowing how to actually become. But I've liked their page.
Yeah.
They do have quite a fair few followers. So I think that's just all it is. You just jump online and you just like or follow them.
Sure.
And you know, comment whatever you like along their sections and whatever, and you start interacting with each other. It is literally a wholesome community online.
I love that. And showing off all the memorabilia, because there is some, like, unusual pieces of memorabilia out there.
Well, speaking of, I did see this post about 2 days ago that they put up, and I actually thought that it was being sold in, like, Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, whatever shops.
Right, right.
So that's why I commented, is this real, guys? So I tried to get in touch with them, but, yeah, they haven't commented back yet. But they've posted this. Yeah, that's right, making all their merch.
Yeah.
They've got this bottle of red wine, and they've made what looks like their own label that's like a Cab Sav, so Cabernet Sav, whatever.
Sauvignon.
And it's based on Dane Gagai.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Gagai wine. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Because it looks so professional. They printed it out and everything. And I'm going, this is surely going to be on shelves, like your local Liquorland or Dan Murphy's at some stage.
They'll make money because people would love to get some Newcastle. It's an excuse to buy another bottle of wine, let's face it.
Nobody needs an extra excuse.
Well, yeah, it's true. It is the season.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, around 5 weeks ago, Creever, you became a father for the first time, which super duper exciting. Yourself and your wife, Emmy.
Yeah.
Welcomed Esme into the world.
Lovely.
Such a nice name.
The light of my life.
So who picked the name?
So Emmy chose the girl's name and I had the boy's name because we didn't know what we were having.
Yeah, that's actually a good way of doing it. That's very, very clever. I like that. Now, I have no idea how children operate as such, or how babies operate, because it's just not in my wheelhouse, at my stage of life at the moment, not at all.
To be fair, neither do I.
That's fair. That's fair. So there's a learning journey and a learning experience as you go along. What I do know is that there will come a point where Esme or any baby says their first word.
Yeah, and I can only imagine it won't be long.
Really?
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, she's growing very quickly. I think she'll be talking soon and then, you know, driving a car at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's true.
She's
making,
like, goo goo gaga noises and stuff, right? She's making some funny noises.
Hardly, to be honest.
Well.
But Creever spends 3/4 of his life yakking about, so it's only the genes are going to get passed on.
Talking is the family business.
He absolutely is. Talking, selling all the sorts, which brings the question, what is Esme's first words going to be? So Ari and I have each come up with three, what we think they could be. I'm going to kick us off.
Yes, please.
Now, for the record, seeing you become a father and hearing about what Emmy's been like as a mother, doting parents, it's going to be mama or dada. I've got to put that as a serious guess on the table.
Mm.
Okay. I reckon it's going to be either mama or dada, 100%. I also would not be surprised if she comes out with a marketplace, because Crevo spends all his time on Facebook Marketplace.
It's true.
Buying also, stuff for the shop.
Also the family business.
Also the, yes. Yeah, so train them young. Get them in the shop. Get selling the antiques, the rugs.
Oh. Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to go to the shop on Clyde Street.
Yeah, Dad wants to retire.
Yeah, that's it.
Dad's working towards retirement.
Yeah.
That's our, what we brought you into the world, Emmy, is you're taking on the family name, the family business.
Someone's got to do it.
It could also be, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Novos or New FM.
Well, yeah, they're good guesses as well.
Crevo spends a lot of time thinking, planning, mulling over the show and over the station. And the whys and wheres for the tribulations of the station.
I do.
So I reckon, I know you do. So I reckon that's going to get passed on to Esme. But also, I genuinely would not be surprised if her first word was Crevo. Her surname rather than a first name.
Okay, yeah, that's possible.
Because, again, well, your first name is Mark.
Yeah.
But everyone I know calls you Crevo.
That's right. Since I was a kid, really. Yes. So it's could be. Good guesses. I like those. Mm. Marketplace. Good contender.
I think great minds think alike as well, because I had those two as well, Scott.
Yeah.
We're like, it's going to be New FM.
You reckon?
Oh, 100%. Or she'll know numbers before she knows actual letters. 1053.
Oh, no. That's a possibility. There are possibilities.
And then I also had Crevo, because that's what you go by. That's your claim to fame.
Sure, sure.
So she'll be like, Quivo. Like, yeah, that's right. What I think that'd be really
that's
cute.
That's quite a good impression as well.
Oh, thanks. I also do believe, instead of mama or dada, her first word would be stop. Because you're dancing, Mark Crevo.
Is some of the best you've ever seen.
Shameful and woeful, but also very entertaining at the same time. Could be quite embarrassing for her being your daughter and
that
all.
That is true.
So
that
she'll
is
be like,
high possibility.
Stop. Embarrassingly.
But that's her crying. Her crying is just because she's seeing Crevo dance and jumping around. And she's like, everyone's like, are you hungry? Are you sad? Yes, I'm sad that I have to watch Dad do this.
Dad's embarrassing kids is a tradition as old as time.
It is, and it will never cease. Last one that I have, though. I reckon Esme, look, Emmy, Mama Emmy, she's a very smart woman. Mm. You have a pretty smart, you know, mind to Mark Crevo. So I reckon Esme is going to be very intelligent. So I don't reckon she's going to come out with one word. She's going to have, like, a series. And the first one will be succulent Chinese meal.
And you know what? We're big foodies, so I'm going to pay that.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today, though.
Yeah, happy hump day.
Running out the door.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, you can.
I'm running out the door.
Sprinting.
He just doesn't like us, Crevo. I think that's fine. What Scott's problem is.
You know what? It's fine. Hey, what are you up to after this, Ari?
Well, I do have my best friend who's staying for a couple of weeks. That's Murphy, my brother's dog.
Your brother's dog, who you love.
Look, our GSP is my best friend, and I'm not mad about it. So I'll take him to the park. I'll probably take him to Spears Point. Hopefully it's not busy, though. I heard the best time to go is, like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're perfect.
So you could be running out the door as well.
No. I'll actually do some work before we leave.
Is Murphy the dog, do you take a ball? Is he, like, playing ball or frisbee or anything?
See, frisbees he doesn't like. He's a chuck-it dog. Like sticks with, like,
with the ball.
Full-on pelt it with, like, a rubber ball. Yeah, he loves it.
Nice
and he's,
one.
Like, the fastest cheetah / antelope you'll ever meet.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a hybrid.
I like that. A chantelope.
There you go. You know
what I've been craving?
Yeah.
A Royal Oak from Tyers Hill Cheeseburger.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been doing the cooking at home a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just craving one. Maybe I'll just get a cheeky one for lunch.
I don't know what they do with it. They've got to lace it with something good because there's something in it. At the end of the day, it's just a burger.
But there's something good about it.
Oh. You know what I think it might be? I'm not a pickle guy, not at all, but there is a lot of pickles on that burger and it's so, like, salty. Love it.
Yum. Talk dirty to me.
Oh, I know. Have you tried the schnitty as a side note?
No, I would never because the burger's too good.
I would recommend.
Really?
Yeah, Royal Oak and Tyers Hill. New kitchen, new menu, new everything. Oh. Get around it because, oh my. And walking, well, it's walking distance from my house. It's walking distance from your place too, Crevo, if you try hard enough.
Yeah, I am drooling just thinking about it.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.